Yo, 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 welcome to the Legacy Talks podcast. Y'all here with your boy Daryl and my co-host.
This your boy Jay Lloyd, and we are here to talk legacy. So if you want to start a legacy, build a legacy, or leave a legacy, let's go.
Hey, it is paid leave. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the paid leave episode of Legacy Talk Podcast, baby. No, just having fun. I hope y'all doing good, though.
Man, you want to tell them your name, Go Hero?
Yeah, hey, that's my name, Go Hero. Look, I ain't got the shirt on, though. But it's Jay Lloyd, you know, co-host.
Man, this it's your boy Daryl, aka Tavers Nation, man. I'm here with the GOAT Hero, man. The GOAT Hero himself.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Yeah, buddy. Hey, we got a good one today talking about lukewarmness and double-mindedness.
Man, in your craft.
In your craft. In your face. In your craft, right? And you know, this is a real good one because a lot of people that I've seen, even me included, you know, until I became more conscious, are lukewarm with their craft, you know, very, very lukewarm in their craft. And it kind of stopped them from being great, you know, because if you lukewarm, you pretty much average. And why do you think people are lukewarm in the first place, though?
I would say they lukewarm because they not all the way sold on their belief.
Okay.
You know, so when you're not really sold on your belief or your vision, whichever one you want to call it, belief or vision, when you're not all the way sold, you like a double dutch player. Like, you like, like you might get hot for a little minute, and then when you get cold, you cold. Like, you know what I'm saying? You like, I don't know, do I go left, do I go right? Or you could be also lukewarm if you feel like every time you take two steps forward, you take one back. You could be lukewarm that way because you're like, if I go all the way in, then I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen. Like, you scared to jump out of the comfort zone, so you only get so uncomfortable before you jump back in the comfort zone.
That is so true. Definitely true.
So what would you say?
Man, for me, I ain't gonna lie, lukewarmness, because, I mean, I'm definitely guilty of it. Still, some of the things that I do, I'm working on right now as we speak. But comfortability, man. If I gotta, you know, put in all the work that I know is required to be able to be hot, it's like, it's uncomfortable. But then at the same time, my conscience will kick in and I say, well, okay, you need to at least do something, you know, so I'm not all the way cold. But I know in the good book, it talks about, you know, the good Lord will spew you out being lukewarm.
I'm pulling it up now.
Right.
So Revelation 3:16. So
what it say, Reverend?
Huh?
I said, what it say, Reverend? Reverend Shavers?
First of all, my name is Tavers, not Shavers, my brother.
That's what I said. You know I got an African tongue, so cool out. Cool out.
But Revelation 3:16 say, so because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
And you know that he pretty much said,
that's just one of eight verses too.
Just be hot or cold. If you ain't gonna do it, just don't do it. Go all the way and don't do it. If you're gonna do it, go all the way and do it. But don't be a tweenie. Yeah, don't be a tweenie. I don't even think that's a word, but you know, I think of lukewarm, I think of like milk. You know, I like my milk cold, you know. Almond milk, by the way, not that the cow milk that messed my stomach up. I have too many appointments with the bathroom. But anyway,
baptizing that toilet in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
For real, I'm trying to tell you, boy, it don't be pretty. It'd be a murder scene up in there, boy. I'm telling you. But like milk, like imagine having lukewarm milk. Like, man, that'd be nasty, bro. Like, super nasty. That shit would be just horrible. I'd rather have hot milk than lukewarm. It got to be either hot or it just got to be cold. It can't be lukewarm, though. And it stops so many people from greatness. Like, I see it all the time. It stops so many people from great. It sure was stopping me from greatness, being lukewarm, bro.
I bet it did, man. I bet it did.
But then, you know what? That goes along with double-mindedness. You know, an unstable man is, you know, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So one moment, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get it done. And then the next minute you like, shit, forget it. I ain't finna do it. I'm straight, you know. So you can't get nowhere being like that. That's like one minute, okay, I understand why God said that. Because one minute you like, yeah, I'm all for God. Yes, 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 God this, God that. And the next minute you like, man, to hell with that, man. Skip church. Let's do this. Woo out the band. We about to. Who wants that? Nobody wants that. Nobody want that on their team. You know, that remind me of J.R. Smith. I think he was double-minded in his way when in the NBA Finals. This man didn't know what to do. Hey, that nigga done well. He didn't know what to do, bro. Do we win the game or what do we do? This man LeBron is nigga. For real, like. So being double-minded can really mess you up. And that's what will make an individual lukewarm, in my opinion.
J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith, I'm trying to tell you. Hey, look, you know the time I see people the most unstable or double-minded? When they go to the club and they get super duper drunk and have a nasty hangover and be like, man, I ain't never drinking again. That night, boy, pass me that drink, boy.
We be just like.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
That boy turnt, boy.
For real. But you know, being double-minded, it really stops you from growing. It stunts your growth because you will start that process. It's like you put the seeds down there and then you water it, and then the next day you pull the seeds up. Like, I don't want to do it. Then you put the seeds back down there again and water. At some point, those seeds get confused. It might just turn to raisins at that point. It ain't no good no more. Them seeds, like, you know what? We raisins dried up, so you know
they taste good though.
Yeah, are raisins even good for you though?
Man, they taste good, but are they better than grapes?
You know what? I don't think they're good for you because they dried out the nutrients out of it.
Maybe not. I mean, look, I don't know.
For real, man. For real. But you know, Luke, man, I, when it comes to creating and establishing a legacy, especially for your family, it's like you really want to make sure you are like focused on, like you got your mind made up. Like I've seen people that had their mind made up and it just seems like things just, you know, it just go their way. A perfect example, I love, you know, making basketball references because, you know, that's one of my other languages, the basketball language. Michael Jordan, flu game, you know, he had his mind made up. And I think that was the finals, if I ain't mistaken. Yeah, that was the finals. This man had his mind made up that they were not going to lose despite his stomach, you know, his flu or whatever he had, the flu he had. He didn't let that, he probably had the coronavirus now that I think about it. Hey, it's that season, y'all. Coronavirus of the 90s. they popularized it like it just came out, man. Coronavirus been out. But I've seen them. I seen.
So have like, martial law.
Ooh-wee. I just want people to know, like, whatever you decide to do, do it to the best of your ability. Like, really go for whatever you're trying to go for, and just have your mind made up. And sometimes I think people be double-minded because they may come across some obstacles, come across some challenges, and it kind of make them like, I don't want to do it. And they just don't do it. The opposite of what Nike say, just do it. And they don't do it.
Hey. I guess they was rocking with Adidas.
What's their slogan? Do they got a slogan?
No, I'm talking about what they was rocking. No, because you know how the Drake song go checks over stripes. I said, I guess they was rocking with Adidas. But they didn't just do it. They went stripes over checks.
Stripes over. Then what did they do is the question. Like, that could be a commercial. If they didn't just do it, what did they do?
I don't know, man. But yeah, man, like, that's a tough one, man. Look, I like Nike, man. The reason why I like Nike, because, you know what I'm saying, not just the slogan, it's just like they a beast. Even if you see Nike try to do something new, they jump full in, bro. And if it don't work for them, it don't work for them. But they are not afraid to try to do anything, even if it, as long as it still aligns with like who they are, you know, as what their brand is, they'll try it. And if it don't work for them, it don't work. But they're not afraid to try, like they're fearless. In other words, so when you move with fear, you of course you're gonna be double-minded because you focusing on something in your head versus focusing on what actually has happened, which is double-mindedness. You focusing on imagination when in reality, that's not even what you think about or what you fear in your mind. It 9 times out of 10, it don't even happen. You just imagine it in your mind. So you have to be very careful, like when you trying stuff, not to be fearful of what could be, because you're gonna end up being so fearful that you're gonna decay instead of growing. Like in the times where you gotta jump and take that leap, you might grow, but you're gonna grow small distances instead of taking a leap across the valley and growing that much. That faster, you know what I'm saying, by taking a leap and failing. Because even if you don't make it all the way across the valley, you're going to learn so much stuff by trying to go through that valley that it's going to feel like you jumped and you made it. Like, you got to just keep going. Like, you got to have a mindset of when you hit the obstacle of what you're going to do before you get it. If you don't know what you're going to do before you get to an obstacle, it don't matter because you're going to spend too much time thinking when you should be acting.
Yeah, yeah, that reminds me with the whole thing when the humans was trying to run a mile under 4 minutes and nobody could do it. Nobody could do it. And then one person finally broke the record. And then 2 weeks later, a whole bunch of other people did it. But it was a one particular moment or audio I listened to, and a guy said he was running a mile. And actually, I don't think it was a mile. I think it probably was a mile. I forgot. But anyway, he was running and he actually was on track. Yeah, it was the mile because he was actually on track to beat the quickest record, the fastest record for running the mile. And he was like, but he was in so much pain. He was in so much pain. Now I believe in pain also leads to fear, or fear leads to pain, whatever, you know, it vice versa, but more so the imagination of pain, you know, could lead to fear. But he was actually feeling pain. And because he was feeling it, he was like, I'm way ahead. I can, you know, kind of, you know, lax just a little bit. And he laxed. And because he lacks, he actually did not beat the time. He was actually 4:03. He hit the mile in 4 minutes and 3 seconds. But he said if he would have just gave it all he got, he probably would have got like three minutes and 50 seconds or somewhere around there. So he did not have his mind made up. And it's real, it gets, I won't say it's easier, but it's easier. When you have your mind made up, it's an easy process. Like all that fear and all that stuff goes out the window because you, at that point, you locked in, you in the zone. I think that's what puts people in the zone when they are locked in and they have tunnel vision on the actual imagination of succeeding as opposed to not succeeding or going through pain and feeling the pain or failing or something like that. They actually, you know, just focus more on winning and they make their mind up like, no, I'm going to do this. And the body responds because it's mind over matter any day. Mind is very, very powerful. So if you out here double-minded, then you're going to get, you know, confused results. You confusing the universe. You confusing yourself. You confusing every, you just a confused individual. And your results will portray that. You'll show that. Mm.
Powerful, man.
Yeah, buddy. So this one is this one of those ones, man. It ain't got to be that long because y'all know all we saying. Damn it, don't be double-mindedness and double-mindedness. Why I keep saying that? Don't be double-minded.
Let me tackle one more thing before you wrap it up. So when you discover, you got to look at your life as you were when you were a kid, because most of what we do now is based off of what we did when we was a kid. So, and I've talked about this before, I talked about this on the routine episode, but you have to find whatever it is, routine, or what thing allows you to lock in. I know for me, like, it's working out. So I know that when I don't work out, I'm not saying that I can't focus in, but when I work out, it gives me that competitive edge that I don't have when I'm not working out. Like, it's just something about working out that just gives me that competitive edge to be able to tackle anything else that I need to do. Because if I could come in and tackle this workout, man, you talking about going and tackling a little problem at work. Man, I ain't worried about that. Boy, I just ran 10 200s. You think I'm really worried about you think I'm really worried about doing that? Ran 10 200s, then burpees. Come on now. Russian twists, you know what I'm saying? 30 20 10 V-ups, getting the whole ab workout in, you know what I'm saying, with the planks. Then I went in and got on the bag, on the boxing bag after that, and doing some drills. And man, So you mean to tell me after doing all of that, I can't do whatever it is that's happening today? And so for me, that's why it gives me that competitive edge, because, like, man, working out just had me on my P's and Q's, like on my toes. You know, if you guys know anything about running on your toes, man, that's what sprinters do, man. I know sometimes, you know, they say it's a marathon, but after I work out, I'm in marathon mode, but I'm still running like a sprinter. And I don't feel like I'm running. I don't feel like I'm running the sprint. I feel like I'm running the marathon. I just got that much more energy and edge. So that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all got to learn whatever it is for you that locks you in. You know, whatever it is, if it's getting up and it's saying them affirmations in the mirror to yourself, if it's getting up and it's praying to God and asking God to give you that strength, that courage, that mindset, that mentality, that growth mentality that you need in order for you to not be lukewarm. If it's asking, whatever it is, it's asking. Ask for it. I'm telling you, ask for it. But you don't ask for it and like, I want this, I want that. No, you got to say, command it. You know, as Kevin Hart would say it with your chest, little ass nigga. Say it with your chest. Whatever you want, command it. Just like that, you got to command it. Say it with your chest and command it. Because when you command it and you tell it to get over here, hey, it's yours. It's already there. And you just got to remember to just be the person that it takes to do that. So whatever it is that locks you in to be that person, do it every single day.
That's dope. That's dope. You know, I'm just listening to you talk. That was actually a question that I was going to ask you, but you kind of hit on it. I was going to say, you know, what's some advice you would give a person to work on their double-mindedness? But you gave so many of them. I know for me, I would definitely, one thing that been locking me in is writing down goals. I would recommend y'all do that. Write down your goals every day, every morning, every evening. Write down your goal. This man over here doing some push-ups. No, he's doing some burpees. He's doing a burpee push-up. Who knows what's going on? He getting locked in, y'all. But anyway, I'm over here getting distracted over here. But but you want to write down your goals. Write them down. Write them down. Take a picture. And keep that in your mind's eye at all times. You know, write those down. Another thing I would recommend you do, if you do this, like, you pretty much can conquer anything. Working out is definitely one of them, but I have a specialty after my workout, the icing on the cake, and that's taking a cold shower. When that cold water hit that naked body, it gets real. But not only do you just take the cold shower, try to focus on your breathing, it's like excruciating type of pain. It actually got a lot of health benefits to it as well. But the main thing is it really worked on your willpower. That man, like, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it.
Look, you just reminded me, like, that's how I used to be in school. After we would get out the pool during PE.
Yeah.
It don't matter. It don't matter, bro. The water was hot. It still felt like just cold. And every time you turned it on, like, as soon as you turned it on, it was cold. So you either had the two extremes. Either you was going to wait for it to get real hot or you're going to take the cold. I was like, I'll take the cold. Well,
yeah. No. It's one of them deals. And one of the things that I've done that helped me go through it and it wasn't as painful is tell myself, look, I'm jumping in and I don't think. I just do it. Just get in there. I deal with the consequences later. And I get in and my body immediately, it gets shocked. But after a couple seconds, I'm straight. Maybe like 10, 15 seconds, I'm okay. I got to get my whole body wet. But then after that, I'm okay. But I've had moments where I sat there like, okay, all right, I'm finna get in this water. And I'm looking at it and it looked cold. I'm man. And then I put my foot in and I'm, ooh, it's so cold. That's more excruciating. Just get in it. Just get in it and right and you know, just let go and let God, as they say, right? So, man, that's all I really got on that. Y'all make sure y'all stay focused on whatever you got going. You know, work on having a single you know, focus, a one track mind. Because when you double minded, you end up, you know, you could be a jack of all trades and you a jack of all trades, but you a master of none. How that quote go? You good at many, but a master of none. However they would say it. And I've seen that a lot. People, they do everything. I'm talking about everything. They sweep the floor, mop, they can clean, they can talk on the phone, cook the food, clean the food. I mean, do a babysit, do the hair. You like, how you? But then those be the ones that still didn't get anywhere. Like, they still, it's almost like they're in a rat race because they was double-minded. You got to pick one and just go for it, you know? And so that's what I'm going to leave y'all with. And when you got that single focus and you're not double-mindedness, you automatically can fulfill the you being hot. But if you ain't going to be hot, be cold. You ain't gonna do it. If you ain't gonna go hard, don't do it at all. That's all I got.
On phone now.
He game banging. I do not approve of that message. But anyway, look, y'all, we appreciate y'all. This Legacy Talks podcast. Hey, give us some feedback, some comments, some topics y'all like to hear us address, talk about. Man, we're gonna make it happen. All right. Look out. Y'all take care.
You're
Michael Jackson. Nails did, hair done, where the swag going? Thick chick, the type of girl you could bag on. I seen her, I could take you to the VIP. All you gotta do is come roll with me. I promise I can fulfill your fantasy. Beauty out this world, I swear you touch another side of me. Especially when you're next to me. Excessively thinking how this was meant to be.